Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 751 and a half, up three quarters. Soft December is 679 and a half, down one and a half. December corn trading 431 and a quarter, up a half. July 460, up a quarter. November soybeans 1277 and a half, up six and a quarter. July 1237 and a half, up six and a half. December soybean meal 413.20, down 150. December soybean oil 40.78, up 42. October live cattle 133.35, up 20. October feeder cattle 165.70, down 27 and a half. And December lean hogs are 91.65, and they're down 25 now at 70. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Big pressure put on the market on Monday by the bears, and I guess you could call it a turnaround Tuesday of sorts, but it's not with any sort of conviction.
Well, so far we're seeing some stabilization at some of the support points here, Dave, and, you know, that's a little bit, we won't say it was overdone on Monday, we'll just say we wondered why it took so long to maybe happen, but I think three things sort of all come together on us yesterday. Number one was the weather change in South America, a little more moisture in Argentina. We actually saw the rains developing and coming down. And the planting progress moving ahead good. The crop ratings improving through harvest, which generally they go down and does do like that. And finally, the pipeline somewhat getting full, and the of course, the crush margins slacking off in China that we were looking at. And all those sort of come together yesterday. Basically, of course, the harvest over the weekend, there wasn't enough pre-hedging done either. So all that come together to have a downward day, and we're looking at weather that's going to take us out of the field here starting this evening through the rest of the week.
So we come back next week and we have, I believe, Friday WASDE and crop production reports, a week from Friday.
Right. And, you know, of course, and we have to remember that first on Thursday, we're going to get caught up on our export sales that weren't reported during the government shutdown. Everybody's looking for some fairly good numbers for that. Friday, we're going to probably see FC Stone and Informa's numbers. Friday or Monday, I'm not sure which day they're going to come out, but we're going to be seeing their numbers. So all of that with things coming along, why we got a lot of news coming up here to stabilize things possibly.
I was wondering if we're looking at the market and sort of putting a bearish slant on it where it's going to take a really big number for an export sales to impress folk, not to continue to press the downside.
Well, you know, it's going to depend on, we did see South Korea come in and buy some corn here overnight. That means that we are competitive for released right now with the Black Sea and Argentine corn. So that's a little bit positive to it like that. But, you know, the last 20% of a large crop generally is when we see the bottom made. Yeah. And that's where we're going to be here soon in this corn crop. And it looks to be a large crop, and it looks to be coming towards elevators because home storage is starting to fill up. We saw record receipts at the local elevators over here over the weekend. Most of them closed 4 or 5 o'clock on Saturday because they were full, and backing up a little bit because of the wetness of the corn and the dryers not being able to keep up. We're hearing rumors of propane being shortage for drying out west, and maybe even some rules changing on truckers that they might be able to not log in time while they sit in line so they can turn around once they get loaded.
I know that talking to various brokers, including yourself, that generally speaking, there is a feeling that marketings are behind a normal pace for corn. Is that a fair assessment, do you think?
You mean, did the farmer have stuff sold ahead before
yes.
he got out of the field? That would not be a fair assumption. That would be the very correct assumption, Dave. None of the elevators had pre-booked hardly any amounts as of what they usually had. But we are seeing great amounts of corn and beans being sold across the scale here in the last week. So that's where a lot of the pressure come from yesterday was the extremely large sales from over the weekend by farmers on their crops.
So producers selling across the scale are generally pessimistic in thinking that this thing's going to go quite a bit lower, otherwise they wouldn't do that.
You know, most all the farmers filled their bins with corn. They sold the beans across the scale to start with, or a fair amount of them. And now as they're ending up, why, they're not feeling too optimistic because they are selling the corn rather than pay storage charges. We're finding very few are wanting to pay that 20 or 30 cents storage charge on their corn. They're thinking that they'd rather sell it, and if they want to do it, they'll re-own it on paper.
You know, I do like to look at technicals now and then, and I look at the December chart, Wayne, and I see a big, fat technical objective at 398 and a quarter on the December chart. Is it possible we will talk about corn before it goes off the board with a three handle?
It's very possible, Dave. I mean, it's going to see how a few things progress here along the way, but some even have another technical point that's as low as 383. So that, you know, that's very possible. Basically, the first line of support here, basically the next one is 425. So we'll see if that one holds initially, but very possible that we could see one sharp dip down and break that $4 mark.
Okay, so here the $64,000 question, and it doesn't apply to anybody you work with, because everybody that you worked with, you know, they were buying, they were selling their corn was up with $6 and $7.
I wish I could say that was right, Dave, but that'd be a fib.
But for those few people, Wayne, that didn't take advantage of those great prices back then, and they're in the soup now, what kind of strategies do you have to mitigate?
You know, as we said the other day, when we're looking at some of this, we do want to look at somehow locking in the carry if we are putting it in storage, you know, because we're looking here, July's at 460, we're at 430. You know, there's 30 cents carry in this market. We've been trying to sell some July calls about the money if we are putting the corn in storage to try to do that. We do sort of feel that there is advantage to be taken in storing your corn for 30 cents carry there that way, and also hopefully the narrowing of the basis along the way. So we're still along the lines of storing corn with some sort of opinion of locking in the carry.
Some words about beans, please.
The beans, we're actually probably still marketers of beans if we have any left in the field. Most everybody is done over here, so they cashed them out somewhere between $12.75 and $13 if they hadn't pre-sold them. But the bean market's telling us it's an inverted market. There's no reason to want to store them.
Are we looking at what are we looking at for next year in terms of planning?
Next year?
Get out there and get us out there, way out there, and begin to talk about what producers are thinking for planting intentions next year.
Well, of course, I think that there's a real opinion that we'll see a decrease in corn acres for next year. We're talking about a decrease in corn acres in South America and more bean acres down there, and we are talking about some more bean acres here in the U.S. just because of the way that the corn market has come down so much and planting costs. So we do look for that. You know, we have priced a little bit of corn out in 14 and 15, but not enough to really say that we're happy with what we've done. We should have done more earlier, but that's easier said after the fact.
You priced beans out there, too?
Priced a few beans, yes.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dick.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick in the marketplace. December hard red winter wheat at 751 and a quarter is up a half. March, 751 three quarters, up a quarter. December soft wheat is 680 and a quarter, down three quarters. March, 691 and a half, down a half. December corn, 431 and a half, up three quarters. July, 460 and a quarter, up a half. November soybeans, 1276 and a quarter, up five. July, 1236 and a quarter, up five and a quarter. December soybean meals, 413.30, down 140. December soybean oil is 40.75, up 39. October live cattle, 133.32 and a half, up 17 and a half. October feeders, 165.77 and a half, down 20. And December lean hogs are 91.30, and they're down 65. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.